Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekly Conservative Talk Radio. My name is Tracy.
And I'm just plain Bill.
He's here this week.
He's here this week.
Is there?
Oh, man.
You have to listen to my voice this week.
Yeah, well, you know, it's terrible being retired. You just never can remember what the heck day of the week it is.
Some people have all the luck. Some people have responsibilities.
Yes, they do. Got to get up
all
every
right.
day.
So how'd you like your vacation?
Hey, if I'd known I was having a vacation, I would have loved it.
CJ's spring break starts in about 3 weeks.
Oh, really? Hey, that's about the time health care is supposed to pass, huh?
3 weeks Friday, as a matter of fact. I think it's Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
26th. And we're planning on going up to California.
Oh.
So if you want to get south, you know, head south.
Head south. Okay, fine.
We won't have time to go up north, so if you want to come down south, come down south. But we're hoping that by the time we get back, the tulips will have sprouted.
Aha! Uh-huh.
We actually started seeing grass this week.
Really?
That's the first time since November.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and we've got warm, relatively speaking, you know, above freezing days. We actually might break 40 for the first time in 90 days.
Weekend.
So, 3 months in the deep freeze, or at least the freezer, refrigerator, is coming to an end.
Hey, there you go.
Just fine, which means, of course, probably this weekend I should probably take down the Christmas decorations.
You think?
Well, you know, I can't really take them down because, like, the bushes that have the lights on them are still mostly covered in snow, so I mean, can't even see the light. We have to get a lot more snow melt before I can even get to the power cords. They're disconnected from the wall, but they're buried under 2 feet of snow and ice, so it's not like they're coming out real soon. You know, but I could probably take the Merry Christmas off the side of the garage.
That'd work, sure.
That'd work.
It's a start.
It still looks okay because there's lots of snow, but...
Yeah, right.
As long as you don't realize it's March!
Yeah.
So, but of course we're not talking climate, are we? We're just talking
No,
weather.
No. We're just passing the time here.
And I thought it was rather interesting. Who said it today? I don't know who said it. Somebody said today that to pay no attention to the unemployment figures that are coming out on Friday.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Now, I have two questions. One, they already know them.
Oh, yeah, really, you think?
And two, they know they're going to be really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they're really, really bad because global warming kills jobs.
No.
Apparently, that's the deal.
Oh, Lord. Yep.
Apparently, we're going to have something like some god-awful 400,000 number.
Ouch.
Which I think is probably going to be a little excessive, unless they're counting federal employees that, you know, took 10 days off.
Could be.
No. I didn't happen to notice that anybody else that worked in Washington besides the federal employees got off. You know. But,
yeah, I don't think so.
So, you know.
Well, maybe a day or two. But
I am going to talk just a few moments about global warming because he who shall never be knighted.
Yes, right.
Paul Jones of the East Anglican Research Unit in England got to stand up in front of Parliament in London yesterday, and or was it Friday? Friday. It was on Friday.
Friday.
And he said, and I am not quoting but paraphrasing, it's perfectly normal for us to hide our data and coding so no one else can see it.
Yeah,
standard practice, apparently, in science in Great Britain is to hide the data, don't let anybody else see it, let everyone else guess.
Yeah. A true testament to the scientific inquiry method.
Yes. There had to be people sitting there kind of going like, did he really just say that? Did he?
Yeah, really.
He didn't really just say that, right? I heard what I wanted him to hear, but he didn't really actually say that, did he? And of course, he did. Idiot.
Yes.
Oh my
yes,
God.
Did.
Hello. It's perfectly normal for us to hide our data. Oh, it's called freedom of information, idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that was kind of like rather interesting there. And of course, he kind of said that like, global warming is still happening.
Oh, really?
You can't prove it.
Yeah,
and the
right.
data doesn't show it.
Uh-huh.
If I could let you see the data, but I can't because I've destroyed it.
Yes.
And of course, Al Gore got a, full page editorial on Monday going, well, it was just a minor blip.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, right.
The deniers are making it worse than it really is.
Yeah, right, okay.
Talk about projection.
I guess. This is becoming humorous. It's all of this data that has been compiled, and none of it has held up. And yet you have somebody like Al Gore, who stands up there and says, well, yes, notwithstanding all of that, it's all true. And it's like, my God, what planet did you come from, sir?
The data is fake, but the response is, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true, yes, the data is fake, but it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
It's honestly true. I'm hunting rabbits.
Yeah. Look at my hands. Don't look in the hat.
Don't look at that man behind the curtain.
Yes.
Come on. We're making fun of this particular thing, but it is absolutely, we were probably within mere months of this stupidity becoming, global economic governmental nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
If those emails had come out any later, it probably would have been, a useless attempt to try and straighten things up. But at this particular point, AGW is melting faster than the, Arctic ice cap.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. By factors.
I think it's great. I mean, somebody said to me today, or who is it? Was it not Krugman? Yeah, it was Krugman. New York Times suggested that it was in the blog. New York Times blog, I think it was, suggested that the climate models are showing a six degree jump, and the last time that happened was 65 million years ago, and we had mass extinctions.
Oh my God!
Of course, that was 6 degrees over a 20,000 year period.
Yeah, right.
Jesus. Mass extinction.
Oh man!
I'm just sitting there like going, and of course we're doing this. We're doing six. We're on a path to add six degrees in the next century. And I'm sitting there like going, do you realize that over the last 100 years we've gone up like quarter of a degree. And
yeah.
even that may not be true. And
right.
most of it, if it is true, happened in the first 50 of the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And yep. so the person goes, yeah. Send me the link. So for anybody that has any interest and doesn't know, there's a blog called What's Up With That?
Yep. .com.
And it's
yep.
W-A-T-T-S with that.com. Up with that.com. Look it up. It was one of the sites that got the emails when they were broke from East Anglican. And held on to them for just a day or so until they could verify, in fact, that that's what was actually being dumped on them. So it's just, it's a really, really good site. They're doing lots and lots of individual research into things. They are breaking the stories when the things come out. It's a good place to go if you have any interest in the climate gate or global warming, issues.
Yep. You know, and there are two mentions about that. One, we owe a tremendous, absolutely tremendous vote of thanks to the person or people that released those emails.
They stole them! They're stealers!
Yeah.
They're criminals!
Right. All those folks. And the second thing is that... We have an obligation to make sure that people who are telling us stuff aren't just blowing smoke up our butt.
It is part of that responsibility to be adults and monitoring the fact, of the quote-unquote, communities that, are trying to set policy, whether it be
absolutely.
Communities that are trying to set policy, whether it be, organizations such as SAI, the unions or whoever.
Doesn't matter.
Whoever wants to influence policy needs to be watched, and that's part of our responsibility. It's not just supervising
yep.
our public servants, but to supervise
nope.
those that would take our public servants and influence them.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's why I don't tolerate it online and anywhere where somebody tells me anything positive about, Al Gore and global warming. I will not, I just won't let it stand. Will not let
Can't
it stand.
Can't do it.
So,
got to call it out
course,
every time you see it.
Right. It can't be because, it's easy to do at this point to pick on things. We have to stay with it even when it's hard to do. We are not fair weather citizens.
Exactly.
And speaking of fair weather, apparently Nancy Pelosi is throwing Charlie Rangel under the bus.
I have heard conflicting stories about that.
I haven't heard too many conflicting stories about it other than the fact that it's still a rumor.
Yeah.
But he's going to find it more difficult to I don't think he's got a big problem in the general countryside. I think
mm-hmm.
he's going to have bigger problems at home. I think he's probably really popular, and so it's not going to be easy to unseat him. But I think he's going to have to do too much time explaining things to stay where he is.
Yeah, ABC is saying he's going to step down. So take that with however many grains of salt you think you need to. He is saying he has not at this time stepped down, that he still holds the gavel. Now, probably the takeaway from that is at this time, but who knows? Stranger things have happened in Washington.
If he hangs on, it's just going to be,
Oh, yeah.
The double standard is absolutely just unbelievable. Something else that I'm not willing to tolerate at this particular point, if somebody wants to come... I pretty much, you know, Obama's making it really easy, you know, for everybody that says, well, you know, what do you expect? He's got to fix, Obama has to fix the last 8 years of the Bush presidency. And I'm sitting there like going, apparently he doesn't think that there needs to be anything in the Bush presidency that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, exactly. Don't listen to the words, look at the actions.
Right, he's continuing TARP, he's continuing Afghanistan and doubling down. You know, Iraq still has lots of people there. Guantanamo is still open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just signed the Patriot Act. I don't know what they think Bush has done that Obama hasn't continued to progress with.
Exactly. I mean, if you listen to his words, then, oh God, he's got this huge problem. When you look at his actions, it's, no, I'm going to continue right on the same old course here. Thank you very much.
In absence of his own ability to lead,
mm-hmm.
he's
yeah.
only perpetuating what has already come before him.
Yep.
Because
you know,
I
and that's,
he believes that that's what leadership is.
That has to be causing all kinds of problems there in the White House, in that administration, at the upper echelons. I mean, you take a guy who has to try and keep his left wing happy, but knows that he can't really change anything. And he's in a rock and a hard place, and he doesn't have the skills to get out of it. I mean,
yeah.
broken down to its... I mean, he does not have the skills to do it, which yeah. means that Rahm Emanuel and I forget the guy's name at this
Axelrod.
Point. Axelrod, there you go, have got to be just gnashing their teeth because they hitched their wagon to a falling star.
I am for the first time, I am just a little bit concerned about the person Barack Obama.
You might want to elucidate on that.
I don't think not from an external source, but you know, the last time I went to a doctor. Doctor told me I should probably lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
I told him I keep going off into a field and leaving it, but it just keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But what he didn't tell me to do is he didn't tell me to stop smoking.
Because you don't smoke.
Never smoked. The doctors just gave Barack Obama his first annual physical.
Yes, they did.
And they suggested that he should continue to try quit smoke.
Yep.
They also said something else that concerns me a great deal.
Yep.
They said he should moderate his alcoholic intake.
And that is scary.
It's not scary. That concerns me. Barack Obama is a 48-year-old black man who smokes, who is, by every single solitary criteria known to man, in an extremely stressful position.
Yep.
And apparently drinking a lot. Now,
well, yeah. I mean, stop and think about this. I have had however many physicals I've had in my lifetime, and not once has my doc ever said, moderate your alcoholic intake. Ever. And I drank. I mean, I make no bones about it. I have a highball every night. Never have I been told, moderate your alcoholic intake. Ever. How many other people are out there in the same position that drink? No.
I need to throw in one thing for all of those 20-somethings and 30-somethings that are listening. A highball has nothing to do with cocaine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that was a that was a dated euphemism.
You know,
I have a drink every night.
Yes. Let you know, it's an ordinary drink.
That's right.
One of those things. Grandmother used to have one all the time. I put things in the house for it.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, it is. It concerns me only because, you know, he is a walking billboard.
Mm-hmm.
For a heart attack under normal circumstances,
yep.
And if he's smoking and drinking, you know, really bad added things to it, given
yep.
that stress in there. And no matter how much I want Barack Obama to politically fail,
mm-hmm.
I have no desire to see him personally hurt or, you know, sick because of, you know, the fact that he holds that position.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something that anybody should be looking forward for or hoping for. I'm certainly not. And I hope that, you know, the fact that it's gotten a little bit of play. You know, we saw, you know, the National Enquirer was talking about Bush doing, you know, drinking binges.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, his thing.
Dry drunk, all that.
But
yeah.
there was certainly no suggestion in official channels that there was any of that going on. This is an official channel.
Yeah.
And for it to pop up there, that suggests that there's a serious issue
mm-hmm.
pop up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I'm concerned with a little bit. The other thing I'm concerned with, and, you know, it's sometimes I'm really gullible. Not very often.
No.
It's really hard to me. And when this link was provided to me today, I recognized that it was The Onion. And for those of you that don't know, The Onion is a parody newspaper, originally based out of here, out of Madison, Wisconsin. They also do an online magazine that does a lot of stuff in there. And they did something today. They had a post out of a video today that stumped me. It really stumped me. Because it is done so well that it's almost impossible for me to determine whether it's actually true or not. Now,
okay.
I'm going to assume, given the fact that it's The Onion, that it's not true. I'm going to assume, because it is The Onion and I haven't heard of anyone else, that it's not true. But, boy, that video was damn good. Did you get a chance to see it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't. I don't know.
The video is of Obama giving a speech at the University of Michigan, and he stops in mid-sentence, but his voice continues.
Oh, the lip-sync thing.
Yeah.
Got it.
Lip-syncing his speech. Now, the second half of that video is really funny because they said, here's his voice caught by a private recorder, and it was Urkel.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that was great. That was funny, and that was there. But the first video was, you know, he just stopped in mid-sentence, and the voice kept going. I thought that was pretty interesting piece of video. Do I think that he was actually lip-syncing? No, I don't think so.
God.
But it was pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, have you run across the rumor, and that's all it is, it's a rumor, that he has Parkinson's disease?
You know, I would suggest to you that I've heard an inkling of that, although I did not equate it with Obama particularly. I heard that somebody was talking about somebody, you know, important had Parkinson's disease, but I didn't. That was it. I just caught the end of it, so I didn't know who they were talking about and didn't pay much attention to it because, you know, I'm just such a big fan of celebrities that, you know, I spend all my days on gossip channels just
dying
for the next little piece of anything.
Yeah.
No, if that was to him, I had not heard about it.
Yeah, I've heard that probably five or six times now on on Twitter, actually. Have not been able to run it down, so I have absolutely no idea if it's true, false, or anything else.
I do think it was kind of interesting that they caught Barack Obama picking his nose in the healthcare summit.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, you know,
on live TV, nationwide, yeah.
You know, understand, people, you know, there's a lot of people out there in the world that think picking the nose is probably the worst thing in the world, but approximately, if you listen to people, approximately 40% of people do it. And my argument is that approximately 75% of people do it at least on occasion.
Yeah.
I think that there are probably only about 5 or 10% that are really serious minors. You know, I just thought it was kind of funny because he looked at it like, oh, shit. You know, what am I doing? Got cut. Got to be really careful. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, it's got to be one of those situations where you're on camera all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And, you know, I want to say something that, you know, that'll get Victoria's goat a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Don't have to worry about it. I spit.
Yeah?
Sorry, I don't chew gum. I don't smoke. You know, when I'm outside, you know, sometimes I just spit.
Yeah?
It happens. Well,
yeah.
Victoria thinks that is the most gross.
Oh, really?
Rude,
wow,
uncivilized thing that I do. And so she was sitting there having popcorn one night, and she spit.
Uh-oh.
I said, what was that? She goes, a little husk. I said, you spit. She goes, it's a husk. I said, you spit onto the living room carpet.
Yeah.
It's a husk. What's the big deal? I'm like, okay. You know, it's one of, you know, we all have funky little habits.
Yes, we do.
All of us. I mean, I don't think that there's a single person in the world that doesn't have, you know, if you watch them 24/7 for a good solid month, you're going to see them do shit that you're going to go, yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Everybody's
yeah.
going to do that. I mean, you know, from picking the nose, scratching the ass, to, you know, picking at the teeth, to, you know.
Everything.
Everybody has it. I don't know why people get all bent out of shape about stuff, but I did think it was kind of funny. You know, that was almost as good as catching Bush falling asleep. You know.
Yeah.
I did want to get back to this idea of Obama following up on Bush stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
because it's not, I want to be clear about things. You know, it's not, Obama is not doing what Bush did.
Huh?
Okay. Let me clarify.
Okay.
He's Bush on steroids.
Yeah, that's true. And, yes, it is.
You know, it's not enough to run, you know, $300 billion deficits. We're going to build that up four times and do it really, really big. You know, it's not enough that we're going to have a health, you know, a new, you know, Medicare Part D prescription drug benefit. We're just going to take the whole kit and caboodle and put it on, you know, the federal government. You know, it's not enough that, you know, Bush added, I think, something like, you know, 30,000, you know, people to the federal rolls over 8 years. You know, Obama's added almost 300,000 in the same period, you know, in just 2 years. Granted, they're temporary.
Temporary. Hello.
Government doing things that are temporary is kind of like saying that, you know, flushing the toilet is just a momentary lapse in pressure.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. You know, Obama's Bush on steroids. I mean, it's, you know, it's taken whatever he's done and just tried to double down on, triple down on. Whatever Bush can do, I can do better.
I can
whatever
do, yes,
Bush
he can.
Did, I'll do more.
And he's done it.
This unemployment report that's going to come out, they're going to talk about the snow, a whole lot of the snow, but I got a sneaking suspicion that when some digging goes down, they're going to find out that a whole lot of those unemployed people are not going to be in the Northeast.
Ooh.
And if
that's
they're
right,
not
they
in the Northeast, it's not snow.
They do break it down by region, don't they?
They do break it down by region.
Uh-huh.
And if we don't see 200,000 in the Northeast,
uh-huh.
You know, if we see 50 or 70,000 in the Northeast,
and that number
goes up to 400,000, then we've got much bigger problem, and you and I and everybody that agrees with us has going, it's coming.
It's coming. And the AP will once again report it as an unexpected increase.
Unexpected. We asked 87 economists what they thought, and they thought, well, things are getting really happy.
Yeah.
That's
all of them employed by the government. Yes, indeed.
Somebody else said to me today, you know, you're crazy. All you got to do is listen to even conservative economists, and they're telling us that, you know, Obama's doing great things for the economy. And I'm sitting like, look, you really need to get your information from economists that are not falling down drunk at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't care if you call them conservatives or not. That's not the problem. All right.
No.
Change of direction here.
Change of direction. Oh.
Oral arguments were heard today at the Supreme Court of the United States.
Yes.
In a case regarding the city of Chicago. My hometown.
Yeah.
And whether the city of Chicago had the right to ban handguns in their entirety.
Yep.
Whether the Second Amendment carries down from the federal government all the way down to municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon people's reading of how the questions were being asked, it appears, the Supreme Court's going to say, it does.
Yes, it does.
Seeing as how they already said that in Washington, D.C., it's kind of like,
Hillary's
going to go right down to the city level.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to be really happy.
It will probably be a 5-4 again. Oh, well. Yeah.
I don't mind that. You know,
can't help
5-4 it. 5-4 means I won.
Yeah, exactly. Although there was an interesting thing that was put up about that recently, about packing the Supreme Court again.
Oh, yeah, three.
Shades of FDR.
Does anybody understand that? Maybe most people don't know that. I mean, you have to do a little bit of historical digging to understand, you know, especially if you want to wonder why we got Medicare, why we got Social Security, why specifically Social Security. How we got Social Security in the first place when it is clearly not within the range of the Constitution for the federal government to be doing that.
Yep.
And in 1930 and 31, Roosevelt was just putting up all kinds of plans, and the Supreme Court was just going, no. Roosevelt was getting rather frustrated that, you know, thing after thing after thing was being declared unconstitutional, that he couldn't do it.
Yep.
And he suggested that publicly that the workload of the Supreme Court was taxing our Supreme Court justices, who at the time were mostly in their 60s.
Yes, they were.
Which
was an advanced age at that time.
An advanced age at that time.
Yep.
There were even a couple already approaching 70 or in their 70s. And he felt that given the strenuous workload of the Supreme Court, that he thought that it would be appropriate to add associate justices in the number equal to the number of justices that had exceeded a certain age.
Yes, indeed.
And what he was talking about was, I think if I'm right, six. He wanted to add 6 Supreme Court justices.
I think that's right.
Might be only 4.
No,
but
it was no. It was still an even number, or it was still an odd number.
So it was 4 or 6 somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
He was planning on doing that. Now, the Chief Justice at the time, whose name I don't remember offhand, realized that such an act would seriously compromise the Supreme Court forever. And in return, now they never were able to prove that this was actually a specific thing. In return for Roosevelt dropping this idea, some aspects of his plan, including Social Security,
yep.
Made it past the Supreme Court.
Yep.
On the premise, the Chief Justice said in later writings, that he hoped that later Supreme Court or administration would be able to roll back what they had done, but the idea of being able to roll back an increased size on the Supreme Court was
mm-hmm.
not likely to occur.
Yep.
Better the devil he understood than the threat he knew.
Yes. Yeah.
It was blackmail. It was pure and simple blackmail.
It was. However, I mean, and I am no big fan of FDR, but FDR was absolutely correct because the Constitution does not specify the number of Supreme Court justices.
That's correct. There's nothing that says he can't do it.
That's right.
Obama can
doesn't
do it
mean
right
it's
now.
A good idea, but nevertheless.
So Barack Obama could do it right now.
Yes, he could, assuming that he could pass the enabling legislation to do that.
Which I think would probably require 60...
Yes, it would.
Supermajority.
Yes,
I think
it would
require 60 majority. Which, of course, he doesn't have, not even remotely at this particular point in time.
No.
It's something that it's one of those things that that in my researching of history and how we got to certain places in the last couple of years, I've got to say, I have a great deal of love for my country, a great deal of love for my country. I think American exceptionalism is, in fact, real and well supported by history and by deeds and by ideals and by goals and by the vast majority of Americans. But let me tell you, our government has been a manipulative, corrupt nightmare for most of its existence.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I think our founding fathers were right. It needs to be seriously hampered, ball and chain, and over decades and centuries, it needs to be consistently and constantly monitored. Because, I heard I read it that the United States provoked World War II, Japan into World War II.
Yeah.
And frankly, I took it. I didn't take it with a grain of salt. I believed that we did provoke it. But the idea that we knew Pearl Harbor was coming and did nothing about it—that I always considered to be, smoke on the second hill type
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, it appears to be that, yeah, we did know, and we provoked it, and Roosevelt was kind of like, bring it on.
Yeah.
Which
is not to say that it should not have happened. Just historically, you look at the circumstances surrounding that and you say, yeah, that maybe really did happen.
Yeah, by the way, this does not lead up to the idea that I'm a truther.
Morons.
Okay.
Very good.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that I'm running for office or anything like that. It is a recognition on my part that there is the corruption in government exists at all levels.
Yes, it does.
It's pervasive. It's nonstop. And there is, in fact, only one way to really, protect ourselves, and that is to be extremely vigilant.
Yep. Got to.
And to simply, not allow even the most remote thing. I mean, somebody was saying I was mean today because I didn't want the unemployment benefits extended. And I was sitting there like going, please tell me. How many weeks is okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. If you want to say it's 27, say it's 27. If you want to say it's 37, 34, fine, say it's 34. If you want to say it's 52, fine, say it's 52. If you want to say it's 104, fine, say it's 104.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just tell me when it's going to stop.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Just tell me that when somebody's unemployed, at some point, we're going to stop supporting them.
Yep.
With unemployment. If you want to start supporting them with welfare, let's call it welfare, and let's just say what it is, okay? But as far as, unemployment, just tell me when you want it to stop.
Yeah.
I don't care what the number is. I really don't care what the number is. If you want to say that we should give them 52 weeks, fine, we'll give them 52 weeks. You want to say you want to give them 104 weeks, fine, we'll give them 104 weeks. And then the idiot said, we should keep them on unemployment until the economy is fixed. And I'm sitting there going, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me when the economy is fixed. Let's use a benchmark. Let's pretend that the economy is fixed when U6, the unemployment figure that covers the largest number of people, is, 8%. Now, the person didn't bite. But, of course, if you said, that would be a good number, I could say, okay, well, seeing as how we haven't had 8% in U6 for 30 years,
yeah,
it's kind of leaving unemployment out there for a while. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my issue, okay? I don't care about unemployment benefits per se. Just tell me when they're going to stop. And that's it. Don't tell me that there are 10 million more people that are going to be on unemployment because we're stopping the benefits that they've had for a year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, I don't qualify for unemployment.
Uh-oh. No, that's right. You're self-employed.
Somebody was bringing up the fact that for the first time in 2.5 years, they're going to be getting a paycheck on Friday. In his particular case, he was in a car accident 2.5 years ago, and it took him a year and a half to be able to walk and talk again.
Oh, man.
Okay? Yeah. And as he will tell you, he is thrilled to be alive.
Well, sure.
But he was earning, well into six figures before the accident, and he's going to be earning well into four figures per month on this paycheck. He's just thrilled to be back earning a paycheck.
Exactly.
And I started saying, okay, when was the last time I got a paycheck? And I started thinking about it, and I'm like, 1997 was the last time I got a paycheck.
Is that right? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
Lord.
I don't qualify for unemployment. And I sent over an email to one of my clients the other day, and she said, "Do you ever sleep?" because I had actually sent her an email about 11:30 at night and then another one at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And she goes, do you ever sleep? I said, let me see. I got a partner that needs full-time care, a 15-year-old daughter, two businesses, and a law practice that has to be maintained in a radio show, you know, a weekly radio
mm-hmm.
show.
Yeah, exactly.
Sleep?
Yeah.
Sleep?
What's that?
I didn't mention the three dogs.
No, you didn't. You did not. I caught that.
You know, CJ goes, we're not doing anything tomorrow, right? This was Friday night.
We're not
doing anything tomorrow. And I'm like, no, we just got to do some cleaning up around the house. She goes, we can sleep in. I'm like, yeah, right. 6:35, I got a paw on my face going like, you know,
mm-hmm.
time to get up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yep. Right. Yeah. 6:35 on a Saturday morning, and I got paw on the face going, time to get up.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thank you very much.
Freckles, who is our cat, sleeps at my face.
Really?
There's a place on the bed where there's actually a pile of fur.
Oh,
she's
God.
Yeah. In that spot.
She's
there. I occasionally slap her in the middle of the night when I'm getting up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's okay. We've got a whole bunch of white hair on our green carpet in the master bedroom because that's where one of the dogs shakes.
This just gives them a shake.
It just shakes her hair all over the place. And she's a short-haired dog too. I mean, you know, it isn't like
we have short hairs, and let me tell you, when we wash the blankets.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, yeah. and then you put the stuff in the dryer, and it's like, gee, how come this dryer isn't working so good? And you look at the filter, and it's like, oh, we're only halfway through, and it's all clogged up. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
A coating of fur on there. Yeah.
Yep.
So, and, you know, anyways, so he's getting a paycheck for the first time in 2.5 years. He's thrilled to pieces. I haven't seen a paycheck in, you know, 13 years. Oh. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, what have we got? We've got about 22 million unemployed or underemployed at this point.
Yeah, something like that. Close to it.
Something like that. And it's about to get considerably worse.
Yes, it is.
I know.
But the employment rate came down, or the unemployment rate came down.
I'm thinking what? Let's make some predictions. Another 3 million this year?
Yeah.
Another 3 million?
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Not net, no. I'm thinking maybe.
I'm thinking about
1.2
million
net. 1.2 million net?
1.2 million net. You think we're going to add another 1.2 million net? Well, let's, you know, I believe they're going to extend unemployment benefits.
Yep.
To everybody that's unemployed through the end of the year.
Other than self-employed folks.
Yeah, I get nothing. I get nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing for me from the federal government.
No. Nope.
I think they'll extend unemployment benefits until the end of the year.
When
unemployment benefits until the end of the year.
When does this latest extension that Barack just signed? I mean, how long does that take it out?
I'm not certain. I know which one you're talking about.
Well, it was the one that Jim Bunning was. It wasn't filibustering. He just withheld consent for a unanimous consent.
That's 30 days. That's just 30 days.
Oh, that's just 30 days. Okay.
Yeah, the problem with Bunting is that he had a 90-day one out there, and Reed yanked it off the floor for the 30 days.
Got it.
Where are we at?
Mm.
to that was 30 days. 30 days. As far as I know, it was 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Bunting wanted the 90 days, and Reed has planned on extending this out to the end of the year. I think they're going to extend it out to the end of the year.
Mm. Okay.
And it's going to be expensive to do so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hmm. I guess that one isn't going to fit in PAYGO, is it?
No, because a lot of the people that lost their jobs, you know, the 3 million plus net that lost their jobs last year will go on extended benefits. If they're not already on extended benefits, they're getting close to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's $3 million more that will be added to extended benefits here in the next, you know, 90 days or so.
Mm.
The question would be, the question is this, okay, what would happen if unemployment were not extended to the end of the year?
Hmm.
I mean, we're talking about adding another 3 million people effectively to the roles of unemployed and uncompensated and, you know, with no safety net.
Yeah, but those aren't the ones that would get hit. It'd be the ones that are getting extended.
There are
the ones that are just coming on now. They're set for at least 6 months, maybe more.
Well, what was the number? I think it was said 6 million were on unemployment right now.
Man. There is more then that are unemployed and not receiving benefits than those that are receiving benefits. Well, now that's an interesting number.
No, I think that the 6 million that are on not extended, those are 6 million that are on the first leg or the first or second leg of unemployment.
Got it.
how many people are seriously underemployed at this point? We saw somebody in the office on Monday. He's a laborer.
Oh boy.
And he lives in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
You know, but for the last 6 years, he was able to, you know, pick up odd jobs all the time without any real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because he wouldn't get paid very much. $4, $5, $6 an hour,
mm-hmm.
you know, he could pick up lots of jobs. Well, he's had nothing for 6 months. Nothing.
Oh, boy.
You know, he has no skills. He has no education.
Nope.
He's a high school dropout. He doesn't even have a GED. He has no marketable skills whatsoever.
Oh, boy.
You know, and the last time he got a paycheck wasn't enough for him to get unemployment.
Oh, man.
So, you know, he has nothing.
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 Nope. Well, general assistance for your state, but that's it.
So, you know, altogether, you know, I do not worry about those people in the sense that what will they, you know, how will they survive?
Right.
I don't. You know, frankly, it's irrelevant to me in that regard. I do worry about when there's enough of people like that, especially if they are in mass, they create their own problems.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, government has a hard time not responding to those type of situations.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, they do. They have an extremely hard time not responding to that.
You know, and those type of situations, I don't think even God can stop.
No.
You know, there's every likelihood that things are going to be extremely bad over the summer. Of course, we're moving, and we're starting off in a new place, and
uh-huh.
Things go wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Go wrong.
Well, I'm, you know, the best thing that could happen won't happen under Obama, but the best thing that could happen is that the job market recovers. I mean, that's the answer to those people like your client that came in, got no skills, has existed on odd jobs, of being able to pick up jobs. The economy has to recover. That isn't going to happen under Obama, at least not at that level. It'll happen at the federal employee level, but that's about it.
No, I said it to you, a couple of weeks ago. I have clients on the East Coast, and I'm seeing lots and lots of bankruptcies from people that are employed by the federal government.
Really?
Employed by the federal government and lose, the problem is furloughs.
Ah.
There's a great deal of truth to the idea that people are, 1 month's paychecks away from being homeless.
Yep, absolutely.
Somebody that misses, 20% of their income on a weekly paycheck, that hurts.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to decide how much of a threat, the economy is to a stable society at this point. I'm wondering about that because more and more people are talking about how unstable things are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Lots
and
of chatter about that.
How much more instability is possible, before things become, become earthquake-like?
Yep. I mean, and that feeds on itself.
Right. So, that's where I'm at. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm wondering.
Hmm.
How close are we to an unstable situation? I'd like to think we're pretty far from it yet.
Well, we may be, but we aren't in any regular charted territory here. And it may be a case of whistling past the graveyard.
I don't know. I mean, what happens if Greece defaults? What if Spain defaults?
Yeah.
What
if California defaults? Or what if Illinois defaults?
Yeah. Illinois already defaulted. They're just trying to figure out how to...
Yeah, exactly. They have a 50% budget deficit?
It's worse than that. It's not just a matter of they got a 50% budget deficit. The state has stopped sending money to virtually everybody it gives money to.
Wow.
School districts are not getting money. Locals are not getting money. They've stopped sending money to state prisons. They're letting the local communities pay for it. This isn't a matter of the state giving up vouchers. They're not even bothering with that fiction.
Yeah, they're just not sending it.
They're just not sending it.
Yeah.
Illinois... And California, you're right, Illinois is probably much closer to defaulting than California. That's not saying much at this particular point.
No, it isn't.
California, Illinois, Greece, I don't know. At this particular point, I think it's all bad news for everybody.
Yep.
Do your shout-outs, dude.
Hey, just me, Pammy, Arkansas Traveler, Mama Gurka. Thanks for listening.
It's been a rather strange week for us. We found out some more details about Victoria's dialysis. She had to have a tooth pulled. Business is doing great. World is interesting. House is back on the market again.
Yeah.
Weather is springing.
That's a good thing.
Bill, I'll talk to you next week.
You betcha.
Everyone else, see you then. Come on, get over there. Come on, come on, come on.
Hurry, hurry.
He kept saying, 1 second left, 1 second left,
one second left,
1 second left. Yeah, but 8 seconds worth of 1 second left.
Though. There you go. Jesus.
God. Okay, so spring will be sprung here by the end of the month.
Yeah.
We're on the upward trend.
Yep.
The house is back on the market. The guy's coming around in the next couple of days to take pictures. We've been cleaning.
Ooh.
I'm hoping he actually shows up before the snow melts a lot, especially if he takes pictures in the backyard.
Yeah.
I haven't been walking the puppies for 2 months. They didn't get in the backyard. Well, that's going to be a mess. That's not going to be pretty. I'm kind of hoping that we have a very wet spring. That would be a good thing around here. I don't worry too much about flooding around here. We're on the side
probably.
Of a hill. We would have to have a millennium flood here for us to be a problem.
Got it.
So.
Got it. Yeah.
And half of the neighborhood would have water over the roofs before it even start lapping on our doorstep. So.
Everybody's going to come to your house, huh?
We're not the highest on the hill.
Oh, okay. There you go.
There's actually apartment buildings up above us. So. Most people don't realize it, but there's a ridge that goes around Madison, Wisconsin, on the east side, and the weather can actually be pretty different on either side of the ridge.
Wow. Okay.
There are times when, you know, we could have fog, and it could be like, 42 degrees here and fog.
Yeah.
And you flip over the ridge, and it'll be 35 and nothing.
Huh.
You know,
I'll be darned.
That ridge is just tall enough, and it's only about probably 300 feet.
Yeah.
You know, 300-400 feet.
Yeah.
But it runs most of the length of, the east side of Madison. This morning I took, it was bright and sunny, and I took CJ to school, and I came back, and as I came back over the ridge, I looked, and I went, we're going to have fog here soon. And sure enough, within an hour, we had fog.
There it was.
And I went out an hour and a half later into the fog and went up over the ridge the other way, and, nothing over there.
So I'll be darned.
It's just rather kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah.
But that ridge is there, so, we're on the side of it. I'd like to see a big flood.
Big flood. Yeah.
good rain, good heavy-duty rain for about 10 days takes care of, me having to worry about the yard.
Yep.
I don't want to have to worry about the yard. The house is on the market for, and this is going to startle you. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you the exact amount, but compared to the last appraisal, which was 2 years ago.
Okay.
26%.
Ouch.
In Madison, Wisconsin, 26% haircut.
Damn. That enough to get you out?
I'm sorry?
Is that enough to get you out?
Oh, no.
No.
At best, that's a short sale.
Got it.
As a matter of fact, at that point, even the first mortgage holder is going to take a cut.
Ouch.
Second will be completely exposed. I didn't expect that. I expected the first would be fully covered and the second would be partially exposed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this wipes out the second in its entirety. Hello, Citigroup.
Yes, indeed.
Citigroup gets the haircut.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't. My opinion is, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It really doesn't make any difference to us one way or the other. We knew we weren't getting anything out of it anyway, so it really makes no difference whether it sells, for, the price it's on the market for, or even if it's sold for $10,000 or $15,000 more.
Mm-hmm.
It makes zero difference to us.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, it's going to obviously have a pretty significant impact on the neighborhood.
Yes.
Because we were the second most expensive house in the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
That haircut puts us below every sale that has happened here in the last 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Every sale. If it sells at the price it's listed at, it will sell for less than every other sale here for the last 4 years.
And it's not likely that it's going to sell for what it's listed for.
Yeah, I think it'll sell really quick for what it's listed for.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Because the reality is, that kind of a haircut is just huge. And, of course, our house is, the house across the yard from us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sold for $18,000 more than we're listed. They are a three-bedroom house, three-bedroom, two-bath house with a finished lower level, finished basement.
Mm-hmm.
No bedrooms. It's just an office and a half bath down there.
Mm. Okay.
We have six bedrooms, three bathrooms, a full walkout,
Mm-hmm.
So, we're talking about twice the house.
Man.
And we'd be selling for about $18,000 less.
Mm.
On the market for $18,000 less than they bought the house for 18 months ago.
Ouch.
Yeah, so this house will sell. My expectation is it'll go on the MLS here at the end of the week. My expectation is that there'll be an offer on the table within 15 days.
Really?
Yeah. At that price, yeah. Let me tell you, if there's not an offer on the table in 15 days,
mm-hmm.
okay, then that 25% haircut, 26% haircut,
yeah,
okay, it's going to be generous.
Wow. Wow. So what do you? I mean, what do you do if it sells?
They already know if. I expect that they'll have an offer on the table by the end of March.
Okay.
The expectation is because it's a short sale, it'll take them about 60 days to get approval.
That takes you through the end of May.
And then 15-day close.
Middle of June.
And we're leaving in the middle of June.
Cool. So then the question becomes, where are you moving to?
San Diego.
So the north move didn't work, huh?
What, to Chicago?
Yeah.
It's a really bad idea.
Well, I understand that, but I'm asking.
there's no sense to it. And the reality is, although I've set it up in such a way as to make this all but a necessary thing
mm-hmm.
for us to move.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that if we don't want to move, we decide we want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
We could act tomorrow and stay.
Got it. Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. I'm not looking forward to doing the moving stuff. I've been doing things around here just to prepare for open houses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's also the side part of, getting ready to start, we're reaching a point where packing now is required.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And I'm being pretty ruthless about clearing the house out. But it is this idea of moving to an unknown area At a time of social unrest.
Yep.
That has me concerned.
Yep. Yep, yep. Not a lot of time to get to know the neighbors and who's who and what's what and all that kind of stuff. Regardless of how close or far the neighbors might be.
Right, you know, and although I'm, you know, no one believes me, I don't know why. I really don't. Because I can prove it pretty much anytime, anywhere everybody wants it. I can be pretty damn ruthless. You know, that doesn't change the fact that, you know, the environment, you know, I'd rather not put myself into a position where ruthless is required just simply to maintain.
Exactly.
You know, I'll do what needs to be done, but that's not a position that I am willing, you know, will willingly enter us into.
Yeah.
On a whim. I mean, it's one thing for this, for society to start showing significant cracks and dealing with that than to simply put myself into a position of having to deal with that, you know, by choices we've made, you know.
So do you have an area narrowed down, or are you just going looking?
No, we don't. We're going to go to the North County of San Diego, very specific area that we're looking at.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you might be aware of what is her name? There was a 17-year-old girl murdered.
Oh, Chelsea King.
Yeah, Chelsea King. She, in fact, went to the high school that CJ will be going to.
Oh, Poway High? Yep.
And she's part of the orchestra.
Yep.
You know, so Victoria went, okay, let me see. So we have a 17-year-old member of the orchestra that was going to the high school that she wants to go, that we're going to be putting CJ into, who was kidnapped and murdered. I went,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
She goes, and this is the neighborhood we're moving into? And I went, yep.
Yep.
She goes, I'm thinking we should be moving somewhere else. I'm like, nope.
Nope.
You know, but yeah, that's the area we're going to be looking at. And when we go, when we go at the end of the month, that's the plan, to be in that area.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just God, I don't know. I mean that Chelsea King thing was kind of like. I don't know. It brought out all of my frustrations with the criminal justice system. I just brought every one of them out.
Yep.
You know, and folks can tell me all day long, well, the system is going to work. By God, they're going to catch them and they're going to prosecute them and then they're going to put them in jail forever. And I'm saying, didn't work for Chelsea, folks. This is a guy who is a sexual offender. It damn sure didn't work for her.
No.
Nope.
You know, Victoria was not liking the idea of a 17-year-old dying in the high school that she wants to put her kid into.
Yep.
You know, our goal is still, when we leave here, we'll be leaving in a motorhome.
Okay.
So, you know, having that in the backdrop is something that I very much like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because that is a mobile home.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know.
Might not be able to afford fuel for it, but by God, it's a mobile home.
Oh, I'm not worried about the fuel parts.
Okay. Okay.
You know, Ruthless has, you know, advantages.
Yes, it does.
So, but yeah. You know, for you know, for all the reasons that are there, that's why I wanted to have it. But
yep. Have you got one lined up?
No, but let me tell you, the marketplace is swamped with them.
I'll bet. At pretty doggone good prices, too, I'll bet.
Pretty good doggone prices.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at one a couple, about a month and a half ago. 2002, 31-foot rig for $15,000.
Ow.
It had 40,000 miles on it. Generator had about 1,000 hours on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clean rig, no rust. You know, miles are you know, well within, you know,
yep,
range. You know, generator doesn't have a lot of, you know, 1,000 hours, not a lot of hours on a generator.
Not a lot of hours, no.
You know, and for $15,000.
Wow.
You know, yeah, not a bad problem. That's you know, and of course, you know, I can drop down to about $10,000 and get something in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. But I'd rather, you know, I like the number, you know, 2002. That's a good year, not a bad year. You know, $15,000, not a bad price.
Yep. Had plenty of time to get any bugs worked out and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It was a Ford 10, which is exactly what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So.
Hmm. Boy, that's good. That is good. And that's right there local?
Yeah, it was just about 30 miles south of us.
Wow. Hmm. Folks just hanging it up. Just saying, nope, we're not going to be able to do that again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's happening is, you know, people are, you know, they're doing shorter and shorter runs, and the big rigs, you know, are just not, you know, just, you know, it just doesn't make sense for them to have, you know, those rigs are good for traveling.
Yes.
Those rigs are not good for, you know, 3-hour jaunt up north to a cabin.
Exactly. Much better off taking your SUV or your town rig or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, for us that's fine. And I'm thinking, I started looking at enclosed trailers.
Yes.
Because we're thinking about doing one of the pods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of stuff we're going to be moving, but there is things we're going to be moving. Clothes, books.
Yep.
Yep. Papers, music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some family stuff. And a few pieces of furniture, you know, but a pod is about $3,000.
Ow.
Yeah. So, and I started thinking, you know, I might be able to get a 10-foot enclosed trailer for, you know, if I can get one, a used one, but in good condition, I might be able to get one for $1,000,
mm-hmm.
maybe $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get a nice, good, you know, 10-foot enclosed or maybe a 12 or 15-foot enclosed trailer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and load that up.
Yep.
And then we get to California and get settled. You know, I can sell it for
probably what you have in it, maybe a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know that means net cost is zero.
Yep.
You know. For all practical reasons, doing it. The only problem is I need another driver.
Oh yeah, V can't, and neither can CJ.
Right, and you know the original idea was we'd have the rig and we'd have the towed.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to have a trailer back there, I can't have a towed on top of the trailer.
That's right.
You know. Highway Patrol kind of doesn't like triples.
Well, out here in California, they're legal. I don't know about the states that you're crossing to get here, but here in California, they're legal. It's not advised, but they're legal.
No. And that's from the CHP. I'm not inclined to be pulling, you know, a truck behind a 12-foot enclosed trailer behind a 31-foot rig.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yep. You know, but no, but I mean, you know, but I don't want to get rid of the truck either. You know, I actually want to get that out to California because, you know, be able to use that too.
Mm-hmm.
Although it'll
mm-hmm.
never pass California emissions.
It won't.
No.
It's
gonna be lucky. It's gonna be lucky to pass Wisconsin emissions.
Yeah. Okay. Oh man.
You know, but that's okay. You know, because I can probably sell it for what I got in it, anyways.
And you wouldn't be able to do that there.
Well, I don't want to do it here because timing would be, you know, the correct time would be to sell it the day before we move.
Mm, yeah, right.
I mean, the day before we move after everything is packed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, get up and leave, packed, you know, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Up to that point in time, it's not worth me selling it.
Right.
I'm certainly not going to get enough money out of it to make a big deal out of it. You know, I might get a grand out of it, which would be fine.
Yeah.
You know, so when I get out to California, you know, a grand or $1,500 for, you know, a little pick-em-up truck, you know, out there is fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's getting to the point where it's not a matter of, it's now becoming a matter of logistics. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that Obama is just going to do all the right things to make things worse. So.
Yeah, I know. And frankly, that's how I'm planning it. Although I've got a whole lot less planning to do, but nevertheless, that's certainly how I'm planning. I mean, my planning consists of, okay, how much can I grow? How much do I have to get in terms of dehydrated food? And, you know, how much ammo can I stockpile?
Right, right, yeah. Right, and right.
Yeah, exactly. And I can grow a ton of food. That isn't going to be my constraint, I don't think.
Yeah, you have a little bit of room.
Yep, I got plenty of room. I got plenty of water. It will remain to be seen how much power I have. I'm not really... I don't know how that's going to shake out. I mean, power is power, and it continues to flow regardless. We're going to have a direct connect to the hydro for our power system here, so it could conceivably go.
What is that? They announced a black box reactor a week ago, 10 days ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Community sized or what?
No, residential size.
Ooh, residential size. Ouch. Well, now that's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Good for how long?
I think their price tag is probably going to be a little bit too high.
Yeah, I suspect.
But,
I have heard of community-sized ones, which, given the state of our, for instance, nuclear subs, yeah, they'll provide power for a pretty good-sized city.
Oh, I'd like a 10-megawatt pebble reactor.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You bet your Red Ryder.
Yeah, well, 10-megawatt pebble reactor, probably take up the size of a school bus.
Yeah, probably something close to that. Well, actually, most of the size of that is with the heat exchange.
Yeah.
So assuming that you had, well, no, you still got to have that. So yeah, okay, about school bus size. Not bad.
10 megawatts.
That would power my county. Of course, we only got 15,000 people in the county, but yeah, that would power my county.
I gotta find that again.
Yeah.
Dig that out again.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
I have things to do. How about you?
Yep. I got enough to do. Two items of interest. One is that Kay Bailey Hutchinson and Deborah Medina Kay Bailey Hutchinson has conceded to Rick Perry in Texas.
Yay!
And Medina is half of Kay Bailey Hutchinson, so I'm guessing that she's probably has two. Perry has better than 50% of the vote, so it's like, okay, that's good. That part's good. The other part is Chelsea King, and that's just a very bad commentary on our criminal justice system. Other than that, I'm done.
Yeah. I don't know what Victoria's going to think about that.
Yeah, well.
We'll see how that pops out.
Yep.
All right.
That's just a bad deal. Okay, kiddo. We will talk to you later.
See you later.
All righty.
Good night, everybody.
Night.